Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Mae Edmond. And we want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. And we hope you receive a blessing from the Lord. We have with us on tonight Pastor Sheila Amin and her daughter, Evangelist Khadija Amin from Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. We also have with us Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. She's also on the line with us on tonight. And we are looking forward to having a great time tonight. We want to let go and let God have his way on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Sheila Amin lead us in the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's listening on the line. We pray right now, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and let blessings come down and overtake us, Lord. We open up our hearts and our minds to receive from you, O God. We ask that you would send your anointing, Lord.
Send your anointing,
Lord. Release your word, God. Yes. That will hurt somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are sick and studying right now, God.
Yes.
Ask that you would visit them right where
yes.
they are and lay your hand upon them. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, cover us under your blood and wash us on the inside, wash us, oh God, and clean us up in the name of Jesus. Make us what you have us be, Lord. Not our will, God, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask right now, God, for a special blessing for everyone who's on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, asking you to grant every prayer request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will.
Look
at your ears, Lord Jesus. We know you have the power, Lord, to do everything.
Yes,
there's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We're looking unto you,
yes.
Lord, and we're depending on you. We believe you, and we're taking that your word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, we receive right now every blessing,
Lord.
Oh, we give you thanks. Thank you. We lift up your holy name, Lord. We magnify you as you are worthy, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Yes, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We just give you thanks, Lord. Oh, my God, we
want
to give you more thanks.
We've
done so many things, Lord Jesus. And you're even moving right now. We
yes.
can feel your presence, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you. We thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Because we thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We know you.
Mm-hmm.
We know. Lord, the people, let your people, oh
forgave me from everyone. He put me on the right road. He lifted my heavy load. Jesus dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. And now I'm free down in my soul. He got the charges. He just got the charges. Although I was wrong, the charges, he showed me right from wrong. He got the charges. He just got the charges. He kept them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, I heard him say, keep this, saved by grace. He got the charges, he just got the charges, although I was wrong. He got the charges, but he just got the charges, and he told me right from wrong. He got the charges, he just got the charges. He cast them all away. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. At Calvary, I heard him say. Take this, saved by grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're hearing those rock hands back over to the hands of Evangelist Nita Edmond.
How many know that he dropped the charges? I knew
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was in pain. Hallelujah. But he dropped the charges. And now
yes,
I'm
Lord.
Free. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We're going to go a little bit further. We're going to have our announcement. And then we're going to go into the Word of God.
And please look, the gospel is meeting every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6036. Again, that is 319-527-6036. And you can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nita Edmond on Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527-6763. And you can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my-team-service, title 1-4, and 1 is O-N-E. And I would like you all to pray a special prayer for Samuel Anderson and family, Jeanette Miller and family, Charles Morris, Gloria Weston family, Titus Edmonds Jr., the Green Hill family, Julie Dixon, who's Sister Marcel Wolfe's sister, Dr. Brenda Colbert, and all those who are requesting prayer. And again, if you would like to add your name or someone else's name to the prayer list, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTCG and leave it at tonight's broadcast, the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. We have a phone broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Nita Edmond.
Praise the Lord. So far, we thank God for everything that has been said and done unto the glory and honor of God. Now, at this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Word of God. And before we go into the Word, we're going to have a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, the evil mass of clay. Step in your word and sing your anointing. Let it go out and bless some soul. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God, touch in a special way. Touch, heal, save, and Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us go to the Word of God. We're going to ask that you get your Bible, and we will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. The King James, and we're going to turn to St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, and we're going to begin with the 28th verse. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These are the words of Jesus written in red here. It was Jesus himself speaking. And he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." He was telling you to reap around at the point of being or becoming. So he's saying unto you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." My title tonight, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And my subject is, he's making a call, summoning. He wants you to come and give it to him. He said, "Those labor and are heavy laden." Sometimes we work, we labor. Hallelujah. And we move. Thank you, Jesus. We move. Glory to God. To come forward and work and adjourn ourselves. Wow. Because this is what we have to do. We have to work. The Bible said, "If a man don't work, let him eat." So we work and we labor many times. Hallelujah. We physically and mentally put forth some type of effort. And those who are heavy laden become burdened with something hard to bear. The Bible says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is telling you to take his yoke upon you and learn of me. In St. John, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, Jesus began to tell his disciples, he said, "But if the Comforter not away, the Comforter will not come." That Jesus knew that he was going away, and he was going to another Comforter unto the disciples. And he began to tell them of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now notice over in St. Matthew 11 and 28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest." And then in the 29th verse, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." You have to learn of the Lord. You have to learn the way of the Lord. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost come in, he will teach you the way of the Lord. And the Bible says, "Take my yoke upon you." A yoke is something that binds together. Now, I know some of you Southerners, some who lay had loaded you down with us. Hallelujah. He had you laying down in sin, my Lord. But God is able to bring you out of it. He'll bring you out. He'll take that death coat off of you. I think about in the Bible days how that the Egyptians put a heavy burden on the people of God. They worked them and they worked them. Oh, my God, they worked them so hard. Glory to God. But the more they worked, the more they increased and the more they prospered. Hallelujah. I think that the Sadducees and the Pharisees, glory to God, and it was too heavy for them to carry. And that's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I, personifying himself, I will give you rest. I'm going to give you a reprieve from the Pharisees, from the Sadducees, from the scribes. Hallelujah. I'm going to take that burden off you. But you got to do something. You got to come. You got to come to Jesus. You got to give it to Jesus. Give that head to go. Give it over to the Lord. And let teach you. I know you can do it. He did it for me. And he can do it for you. Glory to God. Jesus said, for I am meek. Jesus was submissive to the will of God. He was submissive and he was lowly in heart. Jesus was humble before the Lord. Glory to God. Although they accused him of many things, they whipped him and they beat him all night long. But Jesus never said a murmuring word. Glory to God. He took his beating. Hallelujah. He carried his heavy load until the Lord delivered him. And God will do the same for you. He can deliver you. But you have to come. Say, come now. And let us reason together. I heard in the book of Numbers, when the Lord began to speak, glory to God. He began to tell his servant Moses. He said in his words in Numbers 11 and 14, I am not able to bear all these people. See, Moses had a burden on him. He was trying to feed all of the people across the Red Sea. And not only that, he had to feed the people land. He said, I am not able to bear all these people alone by myself because it is too heavy for me. Glory to God. When the burden gets too heavy, you can give it to Jesus and he can work it out. Jesus can fix it for you. The Bible tells us in Exodus 33 and 14, and he says, my servant shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God will give you rest. He's looking there. He knows how to deliver you. He knows how to take that burden off you. Hallelujah. But you need to come. Come unto Jesus. Glory to God. Give it to Jesus. He was, hallelujah. He came down through 42 generations. Jesus gave his life for you and me. He died for you and me. He didn't have to do it, but God gave his only begotten Son, and Jesus said, come, take my into the world. He He began to clean me up. He began Jesus, come to Jesus.
to my life. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that somebody told me about this man called Jesus, told me that he could save. They told me that he could heal. Hallelujah. And he has done just that. He's real. He's real. Down in my soul, Jesus is real. You got to try him for yourself. You won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will come in and he will prove himself to you. He will manifest himself unto you. He will let you know that he is real and that he is yet alive. He is not dead, but he's yet alive. How do you know, sister? Because he lives within me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Satan comes and tries to get me to suffer the terror, hallelujah, Jesus stop by and to my boy body and say, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah, Lord. If you just try, Jesus, if you just come now. Don't wait. Don't put off tomorrow. Might be too late. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'll wait until I get up and go. I'll wait until I get a little older. But that's not promising. Hallelujah. Death is sure. Death is sure. Hallelujah. One day, we're going to have to meet our God. And if our soul is not saved, if the host knows it's not on the inside, we won't be able to make it in. We won't be able to stand
in, but he don't want you to come in the grave. He don't want you to come in the coffin. Amen. You come in while God is talking to you. Come in. Maybe we'll have to be carried. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, so. Hallelujah. Just for Jesus. Yes, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. You got to come while the Lord is close. Because everybody don't get the second chance. Everybody don't get another chance. Especially when God is calling you. Glory to God. I'm a witness. I had a neighbor, and the Lord was leading me to go to that neighbor, but I didn't want to go. And finally, when I did go, I went over, found out they had a broken leg, and it was in a cast, and they were sitting in the chair, began to pray with them, and they began to thank the Lord. Glory to God. And as I left there that night, found out that they had passed away. Passed away between the time that I went and had prayer with them, time between that morning. They were gone just as that. We don't know how long we're going to be around here. Some waiting, sitting there waiting. Until they get 60, 70, then I'll give my life to the Lord. No, if he calls you and you're 40, you need to come. If he calls you and you're in your 20s, there ain't no guarantee you're going to live to be 50, 60, or 70. It's by reason of strength. We live that long. We all are living on borrowed time. And I'm a witness. I remember, I'm a dervish, when my own cousin, the Lord began to speak through me, and he began to call his name, and he said, if you take another drink, you're going to die. And for a while, no drink, for a while, and as soon as he went back and started drinking again, then he began to get sick and get down. And sure enough, the Lord called him in. Even the doctor himself said he's living on borrowed time. And you know, that's what that will do. We have to do what God wants us to do. He's bidding you to come to Jesus. And not worrying about coming to no preacher, to Jesus. Because he's the only one that can save you. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity to project the word of God. And I hope someone take heed to this word. Because God means he's not a man that he should lie. And God does not lie. He said, let my word be true and let every man be a liar. But my God, he can give you rest. If you come to him, he'll give you rest from all opposition, from everything that's oppressing you, from your enemies, from the wicked, the burdens that weigh is heavy on you. God will take all of that off. Glory to God. Let us thank God for his word. I'm coming on in, man. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Providence. Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds to lead us in the closing prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, Lord. Oh, my Father, we thank you for the unword, my God, and that you look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our sins, Lord. Forgive our sins, Jesus. Have mercy on us. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need us. Jesus, I know you ain't the Lord. Oh, my God, break up the stony heart, my God. Oh, Father, put in your heart of flesh, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul, my God, that's near to hell, Lord. Have mercy, my God. Speak, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. Have your eternal way, God. In the name of Jesus, find that dragon, my God. Oh, my God. Find his work, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's heart, Lord. Put their mind, my God. Show them the same, my God. What must I do, Lord? Say, my God. Break up that stony heart, my God. I know you're able, God. Even with somebody's mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. Come into their hearts right now, my God. Say, Lord Jesus. Filled with the Holy Ghost, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Have your eternal way, Lord. Take him and deliver, my God. In the name of Jesus, deliver the bound, my God. Set the captive free, Lord. Go into the jailhouse, my God. Lord Jesus, save, my God. Save the Lord. Go into the hospital, Lord. Right now, my God. Raise up the sick, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus.
You're
in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, God. You're on the use of the world, Lord. Say, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, my God. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know you're able, Lord.
Able.
That have been stricken with the COVID-19, God.
On this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
The
and I'm so glad about it. Evangelist may be encouraged and ask him to let the Lord have his way. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight. We thank God for you, and I encourage you to take the word of God in for yourself and live by it. Praise be to God. Continue. Amen.
Thank you, Cynthia. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist May on this evening. I tell you, God, he's a mighty good God. He's a merciful God. Extending an invitation to come unto him. Amen. And he saves. That's why he wants us to come. He saves.
Amen.
Amen. He delivers. And I just thank God for that powerful message tonight. Surely the Spirit of God is in on us.
Yeah.
He's in this ministry, and I thank God for it. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to teach the word of God.
Thank you, praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to Evangelist May. I also thank God for that prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Thank God for his touch. Thank God for like you've been talking about that call. Jesus is the answer, and he'll say, come to Jesus. And I tell you the truth, Jesus, he is calling him. He's the call to come, because he's not always going to try or strive, but while he's calling, that's the time to come. And that's the beginning to illustrate things, the example that she gave of people who waited too late.
Yes.
And by the time they got to the church, they had to be carried there. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be one of those people, but I would want to come now while they call, while he's calling, while the arm is outstretched. Right now, and I say I'm enjoying myself. I had a wonderful time. This is a blessing, and I don't know if people really realize how much of a blessing the Word of God is. It's a true blessing. Ready to give up. They encourage all of you evangelists. We encourage the people on working for the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of our evangelists. And if anyone would like to call in, you can call 856-304-7774. If you want to leave a message or give some remarks or testimony, you can text 856-304-7774. Praise the Lord. Tune in with us again Sunday night at 7 p.m. We'll be looking forward to you being on the line with us again. God bless you.
All right, yeah.